Oh, wait.
916.
Did you dial the wrong person?
No, six. No, I dialed. Hello, this is Brian Bailey. I'm unavailable to take a phone call right now, so if you'll please leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks so much for calling and making an outstanding day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Brian Bailey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were just calling about your BOE appeal. We'll try calling you back in just a few minutes. Bye. All right, let's call Audrey. Going back to the, thank you, BOE 588. 558-912-6-0-9-6-9-2-2-5-7-1. Hey, Audrey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing?
Good, how about you?
Good. Hey, sorry, we were playing phone tag there. Just wanted to let you know that we did look at the appeal on this. And yes.
Okay.
So it looks like the assessed value that that the county has you on at is
$99,350 versus they were asking for $294,282.
And you were asking for $294,282.
In other words, the county has you substantially
and
less.
The reason we appealed it is because the appeal deadline was coming up and the assessment notice wasn't ready. So we appealed it just to save ourselves from just in case for the deadline for the appeals.
Gotcha.
So it looks like it's only $2,000 difference, so it might just be a different depreciation schedule. What do you guys have it under? 5 years for computers.
Yes. There's 5 years for computers and 7 years for your furniture and fixtures.
Okay, so the only difference we have is 7 years, so I can change that versus 7, and I think it's all good to go then.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Rhonda.
I think what they were doing is appealing so they wouldn't get a late charge is what I'm...
Okay.
Because if they don't turn it in a certain amount of time at the deadline, then they get a late penalty.
Okay.
And I think that's probably what she was doing, not meaning to go to BOE is what it sounds like.
Interesting.
So, okay.
Thank you for your help. Appreciate it. Going back to BOE 308 again, he could have been on another call.
Call rejected.
No, that's not the first time.
Mr. Bailey doesn't like the number that's coming up on his. He thinks it's a robocall or something because it's coming out of the county. It all has the same number. My guess, if you just called him again.
Well,
he just called in here and asked us to call, so I mean, I don't know what he's.
We can psycho dial him, you know, just. Can anybody text him? That'd be great. We can just, like, text him a whole bunch of stuff.
Hello, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing good. Were you intentionally rejecting our calls, or did you see it was a government phone number?
Well, what I said, because I missed my slot, I had other meetings that I had scheduled, so...
Donna actually just called me, and I said that, you know, I'll try to answer the call if I was able to. So, yeah, I mean, the intentional, yeah, the first time with the intentional, that was on another phone call.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
You had to talk to anybody? Okay.
Say again, I'm sorry?
No, you're good. Do you have a second to look at your appeal?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Okay. First one, obviously there are condos and garages at the Prairie Dunes, or Eagle Bunker condos on Prairie Dunes. The first one we're looking at is BOE number 308, which is 516 Spindle Court, number 108. I mean, that's the garage that appears to go with the condo, which is the next BOE appeal.
They're both, the reason there's four units on there is because one side, they're basically three bath condos. The reason that there's two is one set up like a one bedroom, one bath condo, but there is a common area door that connects the two. So they're really three bedroom, three bath. I don't know why they set that up that way when they built the building. Maybe an owner uses that one bedroom, one bath, potentially locks themselves out from the other side of the unit so they can rent it. I don't know, but that's the reason it's set up. Yeah, so it's not a garage. It's actually a one bedroom, one bath condo, but we market it and use it as a three bedroom, three bath condo.
Okay, very good. So, on the valuation, I mean, on that one bedroom, we have, or the county has the valuation at $27,180. What are you asking for that to be changed to?
My appeal is not for valuation. My appeal is commercial versus residential classification.
Are they both properties in a rental program?
They are, yeah. Both of them are.
Okay.
Correct.
Are they the same owner or different owner?
Same owner.
Same owner. So my wife and I own Branson PAP LLC is what we've set up to hold title for both kind of.
Okay.
Is it monthly rental, nightly rental, or how's it set up?
It's set up as a nightly rental.
On both of them?
Okay. On both of them, yes.
Okay, so you're appealing not on valuation, but classification. Just FYI, the BOE number 311, which is the 516 Spindle Court number 108, is actually down as residential. So...
Yes, that's correct. And I realized that after I did the appeal that the residential, obviously it makes it a little bit of an awkward conversation at the moment because the residential, that residential, I thought they were both reclassified as commercial. So it looks like one's residential and one's, I know you're being very specific to those. Yeah, so I'm actually not appealing that class.
So you're withdrawing that appeal.
So I'm not appealing that classification. But I also know that this is a bigger deal in regards to the nightly rentals in Canyon County. So, you know, I'm stating my case here as an individual condo owner, but
okay.
In the end, there's a bigger picture going on here for all nightly rentals across Canyon County. So I no longer am appealing that classification for those two, 1301, 1302.
Okay, so so do you want to, I mean, we're basically, you know, we haven't made a ruling on any type of classification yet. We've had a record number of appeals, and the majority of them probably a majority of them are the classification. Do you have anything to add to the record? We've heard a lot, not opposing to hearing what you might have.
In my opinion, again, it's not just me as an individual, but I also know several people within the community that also have condos. So I'm sure the same message, you know, probably you're hearing the same thing. So I guess from my perspective,
I'll just keep it real simple, getting into the details, because you've probably been bombarded with all types of details as to why the belief is that this is not a business. The nightly rental is not a business. It's an actual rental. So, you know, from my perspective, it's just the way that I look at it is when I see a business, my position is I don't see it as a hotel or a motel because they offer individual rooms. You know, the nightly rentals offer full properties. We don't serve any food. We don't do the things that hotels and motels actually do. I know, technically speaking, the 30-day mark is the key indicator for whether it's labeled short-term rental or long-term rental. That 30-day mark doesn't necessarily magically change anything with what, you know, the nightly rental is. So that's really my position. And the reason I'm not going into a lot of details, because I do understand that there's lots of people looking into this and appealing this classification. So my assumption is you as the board are going to go ahead and, you know, make a decision, and Brian Bailey is going to, you know, my rentals are going to have to be taxed based upon what the overall decision is versus me being, if it was an evaluation, I was telling my wife, if it was a valuation appeal, that would be different.